This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And the Browns will get into their regularly scheduled slot for the rest of the season, with the exception of that game in London, which is a 9:30 a.m. kick. They are your team for 1 o'clock on Sundays. Book it. Feel good about anything you need to do to schedule around it. They are your 1 o'clock Sunday team, your Cleveland Browns. Kind of special the league was able to accommodate them in that time slot, don't you think?
I love NFL games at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
I know you do. You're a big fan. I get it.
Always
good.
Have.
Good with that. Jeff, again, by the way, Kevin Stefanski again at 10:55. Chris Rose at 1 o'clock. And then we're also going to hear from, hopefully we're going to hear from some of the players along the way throughout today's show, too, as they speak in Berea. Normally a quarterback day, so we'll see if that plays out as well. So, Jeff, as I was just kind of sitting around thinking about the Browns, and I think about some of the things that you say sometimes, because I kind of want to go, you know, a little bit and think about the way other people see this team. And unfortunately, it's the national media that looks at our team as... I actually saw an ESPN article that had them at 30th today, which really was exciting for me because I'm used to seeing them at 31 or 32. So
that's great.
I mean, that actually felt pretty good. I was like, okay, somebody thinks they're not the worst team in the NFL, and I'm down with that. And I am optimistic right now. It's the beginning of the season, and... You know, I think if you look at this team from a generic standpoint, you can understand why the national media has no hope and no faith in what we're about to embark on here starting on Saturday. And I think that the key to my thought process is, and it's something that you say, you know, you have a 40-year-old quarterback who's leading the team and two rookies. Do you really have a quarterback? And then you start to understand the whole notion.
Wait a minute.
I know.
That's what I say, and you get mad at me.
I know.
You say it, and I'm supposed to sit here and go, gosh, Andy, good idea.
I know. Isn't that weird? It's weird how these shows work, isn't it? If Dan wasn't injured, I'd bring him in on this. But I just, yeah, it's I kind of understand.
Just helping orphans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
The best.
Where's Crypto when you need him? Is it too early to talk about the movie, or are we giving it away? It's difficult because I don't want to give in to the dark side on this. But they have a starting quarterback who's 40. They have two rookie running backs. I mean, if you really want to be, and I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I'm just kind of looking at it from a generic standpoint. They've got a middle-of-the-road running back, and a rookie running back, and two rookie running backs, no matter how you look at it, whether you want to say Sanders or Judkins. You've got an offensive line that could be good, that we're hoping is good, but we do realize that there's some miles on those tires right there. You have one wide receiver who's established, and that was last year. And that's really your offense, kids. I can be more optimistic about the defense because I feel good about the defensive front four. How could you not when Myles Garrett is there and you have one of the top rookies and you've got an experienced and a very good defensive lineman in Malik Collins, and you're trying to figure out the other side with Alex Wright and Isaiah McGuire? I get that. I understand that. I have a little bit more confidence in that. The linebacking core is, we'll see how
light.
That's a great word for there. Yeah, I'll give you that. Light. And then I think you can feel
good. Works for beer companies.
Yeah.
Hopefully it works for linebackers.
That doesn't make me feel better. At least we won't gain weight. And then, you know, the defensive backs, I think if we look at that and we say that's the strongest part of the team, a lot of people will tell you that. And I believe that with Denzel and Greg Newsome, so, and Grant Delpit, and, you know, and Rodney Heckman and Cameron Mitchell. So when you look at this team, Jeff, from 10,000 feet, I know you're going to agree with me. This is the problem. But look at this team from 10,000 feet and then ask yourself, okay, now I do understand why they have a ton to prove.
I've felt that way all along. The one thing I keep going back to, Andy, I'm so optimistic about the season because I love watching our team play football.
Right.
And this is one of those process things to me because I think there's a process going on here. There are a lot of young guys, and they're hoping to really get some things going. But I am trying to avoid thinking what my head is telling me to think. Okay?
Okay.
I'm trying to follow my heart.
Right.
My head tells me the minute that they traded the second pick to drop down to 5 and pick up a first-round pick for next year, that the team is telling us, can't wait till next year when we draft our franchise quarterback, and then we go. And it also makes me think, do you want to win 11 games? Because the worse your record, the better your pick in a really good quarterback draft, according to all prognosticators. So as soon as that trade happened, I thought, all right, are we trying to win it this year? You're trying to win? You're trying to compete? You're trying not to finish 4th in the AFC North? Or are you trying to set yourself up? And this is, I'm not even saying this is bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is part of it. Are you trying to set yourself up to get the best quarterback you think you can get out of next year's draft, whoever that guy is, and then you go? And Andy, that's part of the process here. And I can't even sit here and be mad about it. I get it. You just said it. You have a 40-year-old quarterback and 2 rookies who weren't even first-round picks.
Yeah. I mean,
that's problematic.
It is. I just... Are they built to lose? That's the question. Because I don't want to believe that. I don't want to believe that any team is built to lose, or are they built just not to win? And is there a difference? Is that a fair question? Are they built to just kind of compete, just kind of be around? Because I don't know if that is the... It's difficult because you don't want to give into that. But when I tell you 40-year-old 2 rookies at quarterback... It kind of says you're built to see what you got for next season. I hate to be that guy because I like Joe Flacco and I do like the 2 rookies. So if you're hoping for success this year, quarterback-wise, they're really not. And then the other part of it, as I was listening this morning too, is that when you look at the rookies, I mean, they're not even top 80 picks in the draft. It's a third and a fifth rounder. We've heard time and time again, you know, quarterbacks that are drafted outside of the first round, while it does happen every once in a while that you have one that has success, the odds are not in your favor.
That is correct. Now what do you do? Can you avoid sitting here and thinking, gosh, 2026, who's the quarterback going to be? See that? And again, I understand it. I actually think it's a pretty good idea. You picked up another first-round pick next year in what's supposed to be a great quarterback draft. You need a quarterback, clearly. And you have your pick and a team that's not supposed to be very good. Who knows which pick turns out to be better, but what's easier to control? How many wins Jacksonville gets or how many wins the Cleveland Browns get?
Well, that's what you got. You're right.
And that's
I'm not trying to be depressing about it. I'm just trying to see why other people look.
Can you lump those two picks together, Andy, and go get the quarterback you want? Maybe. Maybe not. Because maybe the team that has the number one pick, they don't want to trade.
But look at how many quarterbacks we're talking about for next season already that have the potential to be
first rounders.
Yeah.
About eight.
Yeah.
Eight guys right now are in that conversation to be first rounders, not first overall.
Which is different. And the other, yesterday I was walking into work, and I don't know if you know who Ricky Smith is. Do you guys know who Ricky Smith? He's the guy behind, it's a nonprofit. It's called Random Acts of Kindness. And it's a super guy. And you know, I just happened to walk by him, and it was one of those walking conversations.
And he punched you.
No. Great guy.
Random Act of Kindness.
He took down basket. That is the greatest act ever.
Ricky, thank you.
No, he set me up with the orphans I'm helping.
He looked at me and he goes, "Hey, what do you think?" And I'm like, and as I'm walking, and it was a little bit later than I wanted to be coming into work. I'm like, "I go, you putting me on the spot right now?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "I want to believe eight. I want to believe that they're going to win eight games." And he looked at me and he goes, "That's the worst place they can be. That's the worst. Eight wins is the worst place they can be because it doesn't get you to what you want for next year." And I was like, oh, man, Ricky was right. And then it haunted me as I walked into the building yesterday before we did our show.
Let me push back.
Okay.
Because if it's eight wins.
That's the high end for me, too. I think eight is the high end right now.
So if it's eight wins, and let's say that Gabriel or Shador shows up.
Okay.
And plays well enough to help get you to eight wins. And you're getting that production, like Zach Zinter is playing and looks good. And DeJuan Jones looks like somebody you could build around at left tackle. And the defense is coming together. And Carson Schlesinger looks good. And Alex Wright is stepping. Like eight wins you can look at and the arrow is pointing up. And you're like, oh man, we're in good shape. This is okay. This is looking a decent direction. Like that's... The doom and gloom that we all have right now is the fact that we could all swallow and deal with 3 to 4 wins if the arrow's pointing up.
True.
The question that people have is the arrow pointing up? Or is the arrow kind of straight across?
Okay, where is it? Where is the arrow?
Until I see everybody on the field, the arrow seems like a straight line this year. And I think that's what's doing everybody in.
The only reason it's a straight line is because of the defense. At least that's the way I see it, because I just don't. The offense has a lot to overcome, but I do think that if the offensive line stays healthy, then I think the offense can hold its own, but just enough to put the pressure on to keep it even. I don't know. Up is where? Where is up on this thing? So I'm asking you right now. You tell me if you could look at this team. Try to take your bronze glasses off for a second. Where are they realistically? And if they hit that 8-win mark, is that the worst thing that could happen to this team? 8 or 9 wins, that'd be the worst thing that could happen. Is it? I want to believe that's not true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.